Shalom Aleichem. I apologize for not sending out the shiur last night. I couldn't do it. The day is short. The shiur of Mitzvah will be brief, hopefully useful. Title is Yaakov Avinu, His Rocks and Ladders. Perush, let's take a look. It says, Vayivka b'amokom. Parsha Vayetze. Vayivka b'amokom v'yalan sham. Yaakov Avinu finds himself in the Mokom HaMikdash, whether he was transported back there, whether the land was transported to him, that's not a discussion for the moment. But there he is in that place, Mamakom. Vayalan Sham, Kiva Hashemesh, Vayikach mi Avnei HaMakom, Vayasem Berashosav, Vayishka b'Makom Ahu. He takes of the stones of that place, and he places them around his head. What are these stones? Rishonim, among them Chizkuni, others. Vayikach me'avnei ha'makom me'avnei ha'mizbeach sh'yitzchak aviv ne'akar alav. They actually, the Mefarshim, do discuss how is it that he took these avanim. After all, isn't this an issue of me'ila? And some answer that Yaakov thought that Kedusha Rishona, the Kedusha even of the Mikdash, Shekichel Shaita Lo Kichel Asid Lavo, certainly in the context of there is no Mikdash yet, and that the Kedusha didn't remain. Be that as it may, he took from the Avnei HaMakom, the Avonim of the Mizbeach, Yitzchak Avinu Ne'akar Alav. And Rashi says, on Vayasem Rashi Osav, he says, Asan Kamin Marzev, like a rain gutter. Well, actually, the drain of the rain gutter, the bottom. Saviv L'Rosho, around his head, to the sides, right? Shiyarim Nechayos Ros, his concern for wild animals. So now, in the Medrash, Rashi on the Medrash brings down Mibnei Chaya Ra, he was afraid of one wild animal. Is that representative of the many Chayos? I don't know. But really, the purpose of telling this us this is very interesting. And it's why the Torah telling us that he, as it were, formed it in the shape of a rain gutter, the bottom of a rain gutter, the spout of a rain gutter, and in order to give him protection. So I dare say, Yaakov Avinu in his essence, he's always the Yaakov Bnei HaKaton. He's always making himself small. When he comes back to Eretz Yisrael, before coming back to Eretz Yisrael, Katonti mikol chasadim, mikol ames, he always seeing himself as small. Right? That's his... It's only a matnas chinam that he expects from the Ribbono Shel Olam, because he's small. I dare say that the symbolism over here of taking the stones of the Mizbeach of the Akedah and in the shape of a marzev is that the shefa, the connection of the Ribbono Shel Olam, should come down to the earth and protect him in the merit of Avram Yitzchak. The stones of the Akedah, that act of incredible supreme avoda, the meeting of Avram's chesed with the yira of Yitzchak, they should that in that merit it should pour down, just as the grain gutter pours down the water onto what he calls onto the ground. It should pour down, and that should be his protection. What can I say? I looked around, I didn't find anybody who really addressed it in that fashion, but kach. That I think is the symbolism of the Marzev, made out of the stones of the Akedah. Rashi continues, and he says, Hischilu, right? See here in Rashi, Hischilu Meriva Zoim Zo, Rashi is citing here, the stones began to argue one with the other. Zoso Meres Allah Yaniach Tzadik Es Rosho. Each one wanted to be the one upon whom Yaakov's head rests. So, Mesa Alai Yaniach, Miad Asana Kosh Broko Evan Achas, immediately became one Evan. V'zeh v'shenemra v'yikach et ha'Evan asher sam mirasho sof. Now, this Chazal are dealing with why is it initially we talked about Yaakov taking, gathering together many stones, v'yikach me'avnei ha'makom, and then afterwards it says, yeah, there's one stone. V'yikach et ha'Evan asher sam mirasho sof. When he gets up, what happened to all the stones? Only one stone. So it's very interesting. Very interesting. Something is transforming over here. Yaakov sees himself, as far as I see it, right? He's entering into a world of darkness, right? The night set immediately for him was a time of, he's leaving his home, he's leaving his father, he's leaving his mother, he's leaving Hashpav Eretz Yisrael, he's going to the land of love and Arami. He's entering into a world of darkness. In that sense, the Yaakov Avinu, we all know, is the prototype of Klal Yisrael going into Golus, into the darkness of night, the long, long corridor of dark history. Where's the protection coming from? From the Avnei Mizbeach, from the stones of the Mizbeach, the schus of his father and his grandfather, the meeting of Avram's chesed with Yitzchak's din. This will protect him. But now, if we continue on, Vayikatz Yaakov Mishnasov Yomar Achen Yesh Hashem B'Makom Hazeh Anochi Lo Yadati. This is after the vision, the incredible dreams, and we'll address those in just a moment to one degree or another. The latter, the Sulam Mutzavarta, Rosh Magia Shamaima, in all of its grandeur and all of its awesomeness. And he arrives in the morning, he says, Anochi Lo Yadati. By the way, that we may have mentioned before, that how did he take the stones of the Mizbeach? After all, isn't this Me'ilah? Right? This is the use of Hekdesh. So he thought, it's certainly at this point, at this juncture in history, that the Kedusha that had been invested in that Makom through the Akedah was not Kitchel Asi Lavo. Well, we know we have a machlokas, is Kedusha Rishona Kitchel Shaito, Kitchel Asi Lavo, by the Kedusha of Mikdash, the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, Bechal. And the conclusion is that certainly Gabi the Mikdash, that the Kedusha always remains. That's why it's Koris to go up onto the, what do you call it, to the Harabayas, onto what do you call it, onto the Piazora, if one is not properly prepared, purified, etc. That always remains, right? And even if the general Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael it doesn't remain for generations, a discussion, right, in terms of Trumas and Maestres, but the Kedusha of the Mikdash always remains. But at this juncture, had no Mikdash actually been built, perhaps it didn't remain. But now he sees, after this vision, he realizes, no, he saw the Sulam Mutzavarta, he saw the ladder, the symbolism, the ladder here on the ground, right? Mutzavarta, Rosh HaMagia Shamaima, indeed the Kedusha is here. Vanochi Lo Yadati, he didn't know. According to this, he actually was Moel. Use the stones of the Mizbech inappropriately, that's what would appear. Vayira Yoman Nora Makomazeh. How awesome is this place? Nora. Ein Zekim based Elokim Vizeh Shar Shamayim. This is nothing other than the house of Hashem and the Shar Shamayim and the gateway of the Shamayim. Right? The house of the Ribbono Shel Olam, one Ribbono Shel Olam, Vizeh Shar Hashamayim. Zeh, they bring the name of the Ari. Zeh, Zion, Hey, right, it's 12. It is one house of Hashem with 12 pathways of tefillah. It's the base of Elohim of one Hashem, but 12 pathways. Zeh, Zion, Hey, 12. Shari, what do you call it? Shari Shemayim, the 12 pathways to the heaven, the pathways of Avodah. Vayashkem Yaakov Avoka Vaykachas Ha'Evan. This is the Evan, the one stone. In other words, all the stones that he collected before from the Mizbeach of the Akedah that were going to afford him protection. He felt that this would be his schus of bringing down the Shefa, just as the rain gutter collects the water and brings it down to a focused place. So too also in the merit of his father and his grandfather, Avram Yitzchak, the Midos of Ava, the Midos of Chesed, and Gvura and Din, yeah, that he would receive the Shefa from Shammai. All of a sudden, it's one stone. Vaykach es ha'evan asher sam mirasho sof v'yasem osam ha'tzeiva v'yitzok shemen al rosha. Becomes one stone. Well, wait a second, I don't understand. though he would have preserved with that which he received from his fathers, his grandfather. Stones, and many stones. No, because one stone. Chazal, as Rashi brought before, what made it to one stone? Because all the stones wanted, they were clamoring to be underneath his head. It became one stone. What's going on here? Symbolism. Let's see. Vayikra Hashem ha-makom ahu Beis El, v'ulam luz shem ha-ir l'rishona, v'yidar Yaakov neder le'mor, im yeh Elokim yivadi v'shmarayim v'derech hazeh asher nochi olech, v'nosad li lechem le'chol v'egid l'lbosh, etc. Hashem should be with me. There's one stone here. Says the Yalkut, v'yikach es ha-even asher sam v'rosh asav, ma'asa kodesh baruch hu, v'regel yemino hitzbiya ha-even ad imke tahom. Va'asa so snif la'aretz. Kadosh Baruch Hu kovyachol jammed the one stone into the earth. At imketom to the depths of the covered over deep. And he made it as it were as a support for the earth. Snif la'aretz. Ka'adam shu osa snif la'kipa. Like a person who sets up a column in order to help support. Right, an immense, shar, right, a dome. Fichach nikra Evan Shesia. Therefore, it's called the Evan Shesia. We know it's called Evan Shesia, right? Makom shehu shtat olam, the place from the world was founded, right? It had its beginnings. Evan Shesia. Sham tabur haaretz, misham nimtecha kol haaretz, valeya hechal omed. Shneimar va'even azos va'anu elyonim va'amnu baruch atah Hashem akel hakadosh. Fascinating. The many stones of the Akedah, of the supreme act of avoda, the makom ha-mizbeach, the place of the mizbeach, of divine service, which brought the shefa down to the earth, and Yaakov and all his humility. Right, this should protect me, the schus of my avos, and it should pour down Hashem's beneficence upon me, His protection, His divine protection. Excuse me. His divine protection. Now they turn to one stone, and now their makom is not the place of the mizbeach. Now their makom is the place of the aron. Right, we know the Evan HaShasia was where the Aron was, ultimately. Aron came, ultimately. We moved from Mizbeach, the world of Avoda, to the world of Torah. And the world of Torah. And it now becomes a support for the world. A support for the world. For all of existence. The world will now firmly sit upon the Torah. The Torah was always the foundation of the world. Histakel b'araisa b'ra'alma. Kadosh Baruch Hu used the Torah kavyachal as a blueprint. Right? The blueprint to the world. In other words, this is the foundation of the world. This is the Evan HaShasiyah, the Makom Ha'aron. But now that Yaakov Avinu has reached, as it were, maturity, he's now right, taking leave, going into the darkness, as the Jewish people will travel through the darkness through the ages, etc. Now Yaakov Avinu, right? The stones of the Mizbeach, of Avoda, now turn into one stone, the stone of Torah. And that becomes a support for the world. The Malachim all say, Baruch Atah Hashem HaKel HaKadosh. This is the way Hashem, as the one who wishes to give to the world, right? Kael, the name of Hashem associated with Chesed, and yet the same name, the name Kael. The word El means power. The source of all this power. And I should say the source of all the forces of power. The source of all of his, the forces that he shows in this world is his Ratzon to give. Kadosh. He is Kadosh. He is Kadosh. He is Mala. But he's revealed through the Torah. Ukdoshim b'chol yom yalu chasela. That's the rest of the bracha. Ata kadosh v'shimcha kadosh. Ukdoshim b'chol yom yalu chasela. We become kadoshim. And what transforms us to Kedoshim is by living in this world through Hashem's word, which is the Torah itself. Pardon me. Says the Sisekoi, Manora. Shirash be also makum olim han shamos, be also makum yoshrin Sanhedrin. He saw how awesome this place was. Think of all the different things that are going on through the Makom Mikdash. The souls go up to Shemayim from here. Makom Yoshrin Sanhedrin. Also Makom Yebeis HaMikdash. There's the place Sham Makom Aron. Sham Shara Tfila. Unbelievable. Chein Yesh Hashem B'Makom Hazeh. Nun. Shin. Right? Yud Kei Vav Kei with the Hey at the end, Mamaka Mem, Osis Neshama. This is the place of the Neshama. This is the place of the Neshama. So again, Yaakovinu comes, he's in his humility searching just for protection in the schus of Avram Yitzchak. He uses the Avdim Mizbeach, that the Shefa, that the divine protection and beneficence should come to, down to him in their merit, the merit of the Mizbeach, of the Akedah. And in the process, it's transformed into one stone. And that one stone now is not in the place of the Mizbeach, but now it's in the place of the Aron, the place of Torah. It becomes a snif, it becomes a column that holds the great canopy of existence, the great dome of existence in place, the Torah. Fascinating. Fascinating. Continue onward. Vayachlom. So he went to his arrival, and when he woke up, now see the dreams in the middle. In the Midrash. In the Medrash, the motif, the symbolism of the ladder, Sula Mutzav Arts of Rosh Magia Shamaima. Let's see three different examples from the Medrash. Vene Sulam, right? This is the Medrash Rabbah here. Vene Sulam is the Hakevesh, Mutzav Arts is the Mizbeach. Mizbeach Adama Taaseli. Rosh Magia Shemaim, Elo Korbonos, Sherechon Olola Shemaim. Vin Imalachel Elokim, Elo Kohanim Gdolim Olim Viordim Bo, Shem Olim Viordim Akevish. Vin Yashem Nitzavalov. Right? Vesis Hashem Nitzavalam is Beach, Pasakan Amos. So now, this is the ladder of Avoda. Yaakovina dreams, and he sees in the symbolism here. In this Nusach in the Medrash, that the ladder whose legs are upon the floor, upon the earth, and whose head reaches up to the Shamayim, this is the ladder of Avoda. It's the ramp, the Kevesh, that goes up to the Mizbeach. It's the place of Avoda. Step one. Another Nusach, another version of the Medrash. Right? Rabbanim Pasrin Le B'Sinai V'Yachalom V'Ni Sulam Ze Sinai Sulam written Chaser without the Vav Sulam Samach Lamed Mem Zikul Sinai. The ladder now is not the ladder of Avoda, it's the ladder of Torah, of Matan Torah, Sinai. Tavrachav V'Ni Sulam Ze Sinai Osios Dedein U Osios Dedein, right? The matri of Sinai and Sulam V'Ni Malachei Elokim Al Shem Rechav Elokim Ribosayim Alfei Shalom. The Pasuk and Tilma describes the escort of the great groups, the tens of thousands that were, right, of Malachim, escorting, right, the formation around the Kisei HaKavod as the Kosh Baruch Hu descends upon Sinai. So we have a ladder of Avoda, and now we have a ladder of Torah, Matan Torah. Ladder of Avoda, ladder of Torah. In the Medrash Tanchuma, there's a different symbolism. ויחלום והנה סולם מוצבר את ראשו מגיע השמיים ואני מלאכי אלוקים עולים ויורדים באומר ושמואל בר נחמן אילו שרי אומוס העולם. דאמר רב שמואל בר נחמן, this is not the ladder of Torah, it's not the ladder of Avoda, it's the ladder of history. Sorry, umos olam, the umma shmuel ba nachman, melame shehera, lo akarish brochu lavinu Yaakov, sar shel bavel, ola shivin ukin. The archangel of bavel, rising up 70 rungs, viyored, and it comes down. Mishal madai chamishim ushnaim, 52, and then it comes down. Rungs upon the ladder. Vishal gavon mea, 100, viyored. Vishal edom olam, lo yoda kama. Edom goes up, and doesn't look like he's coming down. Hos Hashan is Siara Yaakov, Avinu. Yaakov sees in this vision, he's afraid. Edom's not coming down, that's Edom, that's Esav, he's not coming down. Shem Lezeino Yerida, perhaps in the ladder of history, Edom will never come down. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'ata al tira avdi Yaakov, fear not my servant Yaakov. V'altechas Yisrael, don't be concerned. Even if it looks like he's rising up to the place in Shemayim, Misham ani morido, I'll take him down from there. Shneemar im tagvia kanesher v'im ben kukavim sim kinecha misham oritchanu mashem. Pasuk Novadia, Naf Torah. Even if you see him rise up to the Shemayim, I will bring him down from there. I will bring him down from there. Fascinating. So what we have over here are three ladders, three motifs. We have the ladder of Avoda, we have the ladder of Torah, excuse me, and we have the ladder of history and Bitachon, in spite of all the difficulties of the Jewish people's history. And finally, it says, Ruchi Rav Vayanai. On the pasuk, what do you call it? Hashem nitzav alav. What is the alav? Who's referring to? What's the antecedent? Hashem standing above. Alasu charamar alasulam v'charamar alav al Yaakov. Machlokas. What is it referring to? On the sulam, he's in control, or on Yaakov. Manda amar alav alasulam nicha. The one who says that Hashem koviyachol standing on the sulam knows that Hashem is directing everything. We understand that. What does it mean? He's standing on top of Yaakov. He's on top of Yaakov. Elamandam alav Yaakov. Mimiskayim alav. Note the terminology. Mimiskayim alav. Who is getting further kiyum? Who's mitkayim on him? Mitkayim on him. Amrav Yochanan. So the Medrash continues. Amrav Yochanan. Harishayim miskayim al Eloheim. Medrash says, look at the difference between the tzaddikim and the rishayim. Right? It's not just we have our belief and they have their belief, right? Okay? It's not just that. It's not just we are right and they are wrong. It's not just that. There's a fundamental difference in the approach to the relationship between man as a creation and his creator. Amr of Yochanan, Harashay miskaimim al Eloheim. That should actually be a hey. The Rishayim, they receive mitkaimim, they receive kium upon their gods, through their gods. As it says in Paro's dream, in Parshas Miketz, Paro Cholem v'nei omed al Ya'or, the Nile, the Ya'or, the Nilus is a deity of his. He stands above the Aor. In other words, his relationship with his quote-unquote God with a small g, right, is that his God should give him what he wants, give him further kiyum. He is mitkayim al Elohav. Al tzadikim elokeim miskayim aleihim. But the tzadikim know that their job description in this world is they should be the vehicle to carry their creator in this world, to reveal him. In the world where he does not reveal himself completely, they should reveal him through their actions, through their devotion, through their Torah and the Avoda. V'ni Hashem nitzav alav, hayomar ni Hashem Elokei Avraham. So what comes out really is that the three ladders that we saw before, the ladder of Avodah, the ladder of Torah, the ladder of Bitochon, in the midst of the, I can't really call them vicissitudes of history, but what do you call it, the turbulence of history, especially Jewish history. These become the vehicles by which, right, a Jew who realizes that these are the ladders before which he stands, Avodah, Torah, and Bitochon Bashem, in the Nisyonos, etc. of life, this person, right, now becomes a vehicle. Hashem is Nitzav Alav. It's true that Hashem controls everything, but Hashem also expects that our place in the world is to reveal, that's our job description, is to reveal His presence in the world. He should be Mitkayem Aleinu. Mitkayem Aleinu. So we've seen, right, some very interesting things. We saw the, as it were, the transformation of Yaakov thinking that his merit is exclusively in the merit of his father and grandfather, right? The Avnei Mizbeach. But as part of this vision here, the Avnei Mizbeach are transformed into one stone, which now becomes the Eved HaShasiyah, the foundation stone of creation itself. The Yaakov's Isha Emes, the Torah. And in addition, that's the rocks of Yaakov's experience here in the Mokom Mikdash, and then the ladders of Yaakov. The ladder of Avodah, the ladder of Torah, the ladder of Jewish history and Bitochon in the midst of all that turbulence, and then ultimately that's the way that we become, if we indeed recognize our responsibility with regard to those ladders, then we become the vehicle, the Merkava, for revealing Hashem's presence in the world. That is our prototype. That's Yaakov Avinu, right? Yisrael Saba. And halavai, we should be zocha to our chelek in that glorious role as well. Have a good Shabbos. Be well.